Hey everybody, Jake Carter here. Ever feel like you're running on a treadmill of expectations, constantly striving but never quite reaching that finish line? You know that feeling when your inner critic starts whispering doubts, making you question every move? Well, I'm here to tell you it's time to hit the pause button and practice a little self-compassion. Because let's be real, we are all human. We make mistakes, stumble along the way, and sometimes even fall flat on our faces. But instead of beating ourselves up over those moments, wouldn't it be amazing if we could treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we offer to our friends? That's what self-compassion is all about, giving yourself permission to be imperfect, to learn from your experiences, and to move forward with grace. So, buckle up for today's Rise Higher Daily, because we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion. Get ready for 5 powerful mindset moves that can transform your relationship with yourself. First things first, recognize those negative thoughts. You know them, I should be better. I always mess things up. Everyone else seems to have it figured out. The key here is not to ignore them, but to acknowledge their presence without judgment. Just say to yourself, oh, there is that thought again. It's like catching a rogue balloon before it floats away. You see it, you acknowledge it, and then you let it go. Next up, cultivate a sense of common humanity. Remember, you are not alone in your struggles. Everyone goes through tough times, faces challenges, and makes mistakes. It's part of the human experience. Thinking about other people who might be going through similar things can create a powerful feeling of connection and remind you that you're not defined by your imperfections. Third, be kind to yourself. This is a big one. Talk to yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Would you berate your best pal for making a mistake? Probably not. So why do we often treat ourselves so harshly? Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, but Jake, self-compassion isn't about being lazy or excusing bad behavior. You're absolutely right. It's not about letting yourself off the hook for actions that require accountability. It's about recognizing that everyone deserves kindness, especially ourselves. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to check in with your emotions and thoughts without judgment. Notice how your body feels any tension, tightness, or discomfort. Acknowledging these sensations can help you release them and create a sense of calm and self-awareness. Think of it like taking a mental vacation, stepping back from the chaos and allowing yourself a moment of peaceful reflection. Finally, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others. That's perfectly okay. The key is to keep practicing, to be patient with yourself, and to celebrate every small victory along the way. You know that feeling when you finally finish a tough puzzle? That sense of accomplishment and satisfaction comes from putting in the effort, even when it gets challenging. It's the same with self-compassion. The more you practice, the easier it becomes to be kind to yourself, to accept your imperfections, and to move through life with greater resilience and joy. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself, maybe after a mistake or a setback. Imagine now that instead of berating yourself, you offered yourself words of encouragement and support. How would that have changed the situation? Would you have felt less defeated? More motivated to try again? That's the power of self-compassion in action. So today's challenge is simple: make a conscious effort to treat yourself with kindness throughout the day. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them, but don't dwell on them. Remind yourself that you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. You got this. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if it resonated with you. Your feedback helps keep the positivity flowing. And most importantly, keep rising higher every day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.